Hello, Quizheads. A warm welcome to edition number 148 of Takeaway Trivia, your pub quiz in a podcast. I'm Leon, your quizmaster from Hereford, UK, bringing you another four rounds of pub quiz style trivia. Thank you for playing along. Thank you for all the kind comments about the Disney special and the quizzes over Christmas. It's really good to hear from you. Amy from Sydney got in touch saying she started listening in October after being introduced by her friend Leah and wanted to say hello. So Amy, pleasure to have you on board. Leah, you are awesome for sharing the Takeaway Trivia love. It's good to hear from you. Hello, Amy. Hello, Leah. David McDonald said, hello, my partner Melanie and I have been listening to the quiz since the start of lockdown. Can we get a shout out for Melanie's 40th on the 20th of January? Melanie, a massive happy birthday to you. I hope you have a fantastic one. David says they travel every Saturday since the start of lockdown to help out Gran with her shopping, which is a 56-mile round trip, and they always do the quiz to pass the time. That's really nice to hear. Have safe shopping travels this week. Lucy's been on. She says, my colleague and friend Debs and I have a 2-hour long carpool each way to work, and we listen to your podcast all the time. Debs is moving closer to where we work in a few weeks, so next week will be our last week of car sharing. It's also her birthday this weekend. It would be amazing if you could give her a shout out on the podcast this week. Debbie and Lucy, hello. Debbie, happy birthday and good luck with the move. Lucy says, thank you for all the fun car rides we've shared. I love you and cherish our friendship very much. That's sweet, isn't it? Hope the move works out well, and I'm sure there'll be an opportunity to play the quiz in the future. Thank you, Lucy, and happy birthday, Debs. Dan from Shropshire's been on. My partner Kirsty and I listen to the quiz most nights to wind down and relax. It's her birthday on Monday. It would be amazing if you can give her a birthday shout out. So Kirsty from Shropshire, happy birthday. Laura's tweeted. She says, our little family listen to your podcast every night. Our 2-year-old is going through a tricky phase and we take him for a drive every night to get him to sleep. And we play whilst we drive along. It makes an otherwise boring task enjoyable. Keep up the good work. That's the Chowdhury's from Liverpool. Laura, hello to you. I hope it all goes well and hope you get a full night's sleep soon, Laura. A few more messages. Dan on Twitter says, my fiance and I enjoy the quiz very much. Wondering if you could give her a shout out on the next episode. We are both about to set off on our world travels and can't wait to listen to your episodes from all over the world. Her name is Enya. So Enya, hello. Thank you for listening to the podcast and safe travels around the world. Dan and Enya, let us know where you go. And finally, Ryan, long-time listener's been on. Always love hearing from Ryan, who points out that Utah also borders New Mexico. I asked you about countries bordered by New Mexico last week. Good to have that little bit of information. Thank you, Ryan. That's it. That's enough shout-outs this week. We're going to go straight on into the quiz. What is coming your way? Well, it's a round of the final fling. We will play Quizlinks. I've got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for you. But let's start right at the beginning with general knowledge. Good luck. Let's crack on with round one of Takeaway Trivia this week. It's general knowledge. Number one. The Last of Us was originally released worldwide on which video games console? So number one, the game The Last of Us was originally released worldwide on which video games console? Number two, what did the H stand for in Margaret H. Thatcher? Number two, what did the H stand for in Margaret H. Thatcher? Number three, Walter Winterbottom was the first person to manage which international football team? Question three, Walter Winterbottom was the first person to manage which international football team? Number four, what is the name of the Marvel Universe's fictional espionage, law enforcement and counter-terrorism agency? Number four, what is the name of the Marvel Universe's fictional espionage, law enforcement, and counter-terrorism agency? Number five, in nursery rhymes, who picked a peck of pickled peppers? Question five, in nursery rhymes, who picked a peck of pickled peppers? Number six, which British actress became the face of Burberry in 2009? Number 6. Which British actress became the face of Burberry in 2009? Number 7. What kind of drink is Bristol Cream? Number 7. What kind of drink is Bristol Cream? Number 8. In the kids' TV show, what colour is Iggle Piggle in the Night Garden? Number 8. In the Night Garden, what colour is Iggle Piggle? Number 9. Calcutta stands on which river? Number 9. Calcutta stands on which river? And finally, question 10. What sort of bin was introduced for rugby league players in 1983? Number 10. What sort of bin was introduced for rugby league players in 1983? That's your 10 questions to kickstart this week's Takeaway Trivia. Hope you've done well. I'll have the answers for you in about 5 minutes. First of all, let's have round two. Moving on to the next round, it's round number two, and in this round, question one is worth 5 points. Question two is worth 4 points. Three, you're playing for 3 points. Question four, you're playing for 2 points. And question five is worth 1 point. That's why I call it 5-4-3-2-1. And question number one on your 5-4 this week, name five of Henry VIII's six wives. Number one, name five of Henry VIII's six wives. Number two, which were the first four countries to send satellites into orbit? Number two, which were the first four countries to send satellites into orbit? Number three, what were the names of the three orphan girls adopted by Gru in Despicable Me? So number three, what were the names of the three orphans in Despicable Me? Number four, name the two epic poems by Homer considered to be the foundational works of ancient Greek literature. Not that Homer, the other one. So number four, name the two epic poems by Homer considered to be the foundational works of ancient Greek literature. And number five, false or true, Ringo Starr's grandmother performed exorcisms on him to cure him from being left-handed. Number five, false or true, Ringo Starr's grandmother performed exorcisms on him to cure him from being left-handed. The answers to 5-4-3-2-1 after the next round, but first of all, let's take a look at round one again. It was general knowledge. Here's your answers. Number one, The Last of Us was originally released worldwide on which video games console? It was way back, June the 14th, 2013, and the console was the PlayStation 3. Number two, what does the H stand for in Margaret H. Thatcher? Hilda. Hilda Thatcher doesn't quite sound like a prime minister, does it? Number three, Walter Winterbottom is possibly the most British name ever, which is apt because it was the first person to manage the England football team. Number four, what is the name of Marvel Universe's fictional espionage, law enforcement and counter-terrorism agency? SHIELD. Number five, who picked a peck of pickled peppers? Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Number six, which British actress became the face of Burberry back in 2009? Emma Watson. Number seven, what kind of drink is Bristol Cream? It's sherry. Number eight, what colour is Iggle Piggle in the Night Garden? Blue. I was spared in the Night Garden. Both my children never really got into it. It was Paw Patrol, Doctor Who, and Lego Ninjago that I've had to put up with over the last few years. Question number nine, Calcutta stands on which river? The Ganges. And number 10, what sort of bin was introduced for rugby league players back in 1983? The sin bin. That's your answers. All set for round three. This is around I Call Quizlinks. Five general knowledge questions are coming your way. And for a 6th bonus point, I ask you to explain the link between all your answers. Last week's edition of the quiz, the link was Mario characters. So let's take a look at this week's questions. Number one, who was the target of the assassin in the book and film The Day of the Jackal? Question number one, who was the target of the assassin in the book and film The Day of the Jackal? Number two, which 80s US president launched a strategic defense plan to protect the USA from nuclear missiles, which was nicknamed Star Wars? Number two, which 80s US president launched a strategic defense plan to protect the USA from nuclear missiles, which was nicknamed Star Wars? Number three, which Venetian explorer was famous for traveling through Asia along the Silk Road? Number three, which Venetian explorer was famous for traveling through Asia along the Silk Road? Number four, which music star, along with his wife, staged 2 week-long bed-ins for peace in 1969? Number four, which music star, along with his wife, staged 2 week-long bed-ins for peace in 1969? Question five, which American jazz legend had the nickname Satchmo, Satch, and Pops? Number five, which American jazz legend had the nicknames Satchmo, Satch, and Pops? And finally, number six, what is the link between all your answers? Now, I reckon this is one of the trickiest quiz links I've ever done for you, so think carefully. Number six, what is the link between all your answers? Let's head back to 54321, your answers to that. Number one, name five of Henry VIII's 6 wives: Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, Anne of Cleves, Catherine Howard, and Catherine Parr. Number two, which were the first 4 countries to send satellites into orbit? The first was Sputnik in 1957, which was sent by the Soviet Union or Russia. Second was the USA, who sent the Explorer 1 into space in 1958. The third country was the UK, who dispatched Ariel 1 in April 1962. And fourth was Canada on the 1st of September 1962 with their satellite called Alouette 1. Number three, what were the names of the 3 orphans in Despicable Me? Margot, Edith, and Agnes. Number four, name the 2 epic poems by Homer, considered the foundational works of ancient Greek literature, the Iliad and the Odyssey. And number five, false or true, Ringo Starr's grandmother performed exorcisms on him to cure him from being left-handed. That is true. I'm left-handed. Thankfully, my grandmother didn't do that to me. Your answers to Quizlinks. Number one, who was target of the assassin in the book and film The Day of the Jackal? It was Charles de Gaulle. Number two, which 80s US president launched a strategic defense plan to protect the USA from nuclear missiles, which was nicknamed Star Wars? Ronald Reagan. Three, which Venetian explorer was famous for traveling through Asia along the Silk Road? Marco Polo. Number four, which music star, along with his wife, staged 2 week-long bed-ins for peace in 1969? John Lennon. And number five, which American jazz legend had the nicknames Satchmo, Satch, and Pops? That was Louis Armstrong. Now, what's the link we're looking for between all of the answers? Charles de Gaulle, Ronald Reagan, Marco Polo, John Lennon, and Louis Armstrong. They're all people that have had airports named after them. You've got Charles de Gaulle Airport in France. Washington National Airport is known as Ronald Reagan Airport. In Venice, you've got Marco Polo Airport. Liverpool is home to John Lennon Airport. And New Orleans International Airport is the Louis Armstrong Airport. There you go. Hope you got the link. Well done if you got it. I think that was a tricky one. So you deserve respect if you managed to solve that one. Good stuff. Let's move on then to the final fling. Here Here we are then on the final round this week. 15 questions of trickier trivia. It is your final fling. Question number one. Adelost cheese is made in which European country? So number one, Adelost cheese is made in which European country? Number two, the Amazon rainforest is located in which continent? Question two, the Amazon rainforest is located in which continent? Number three, what is the name of the target in a game of curling? Question three, what is the name of the target in a game of curling? Four, international car registration letters. What country is RA? So number four, in international car registration letters, what country is RA? R for Roger, A for Anne. Number five, Jaffa is an ancient port in which country? Question five, Jaffa is an ancient port in which country? Rather have a Jaffa cake. Number six, which letter is furthest to the right on the top letter row on a computer keyboard? So number six, which letter is the furthest to the right on the top row of letters on a computer keyboard? Number seven, in healthcare here in the UK, what does BUPA, that's B-U-P-A, what does that stand for? Number seven, in healthcare here in England, what does BUPA, B-U-P-A, what does that stand for? Number eight, what type of flesh does a pescatarian eat? Question eight, what type of flesh does a pescatarian eat? Number nine, the London landmark, the Shaftesbury Memorial, is better known by what name? Number nine, the London landmark, the Shaftesbury Memorial, is better known by what name? Number 10, what is the surname of Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the US TV series? Number 10, what is the surname of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Question number 11, what is the longest river in France? Number 11, what is the longest river in France? Number 12, logophilia, that's L-O-G-O and philia, is the love of what? Number 12, logophilia is the love of what? Number 13, the songs We Go Together, hopelessly devoted to you, and Summer Nights are from which film musical? Number 13, We Go Together, hopelessly devoted to you, and Summer Nights are songs from which film musical? Number 14, the American DJ duo Drew Taggart and Alex Paul made up which 2010s chart-topping band? Number 14, American DJ duo Drew Taggart and Alex Paul made up which 2010s chart-topping band? And finally, in this week's edition, number 15, what is the currency of Turkey? Number 15, what is the currency of Turkey? That's it. That's your 15 questions on this week's Takeaway Trivia. Are you ready to find out the answers? Good, because here they come. Let's find out how you've done. Here are the final fling answers. Number one, Adalos is cheese made in which European country? Sweden. Number 2, the Amazon rainforest is located in which continent? South America. Number 3, what is the name of the target in a game of curling? The house. And the very centre of the house is known as the button. Number 4, international car registration letters. What country is RA? Argentina. Number 5, Jaffa is the ancient port in which country? Israel. Number 6, which letter is furthest to the right on the top letter row of a computer keyboard? I'm looking down at mine now. It's P. Number 7, in private healthcare, what does BUPA stand for? British United Provident Association. Number 8, what type of flesh does a pescatarian eat? It's fish. Number 9, London landmark, the Shaftesbury Memorial, is better known by what name? Eros. Number 10, what is the surname of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? It's Buffy Summers. Number 11, what is the longest river in France? The Loire. Number 12, logophilia is the love of what? Words. 13, we go together, hopelessly devoted to you, and Summer Nights are songs from which film musical? Greece. Number 14, American DJ duo Drew Taggart and Alex Pohl make up which chart-topping band? They were massive in the 2010s. The Chainsmokers. And finally, 15, what is the currency of Turkey? The Turkish lira. That's your lot this week. That's the end of Takeaway Trivia. Hope you've had a good quiz and beaten your record. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster. I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that if you're over 100 years old, there's an 80% chance you're female? Have a fantastic week. Have a great week. And we will quiz again soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.